Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Kuf Aleph, Menachos 101. Today's Daf Yomi, we really get into the 12th chapter of Tractate Menachos, and the 12th chapter is called HaMenachos V'Hanesachim, the Menachos and their libations. And this, obviously, this chapter is dealing with the laws of bringing the grain offerings. And as an introduction to the first Mishnah, we want to clarify that there are two laws with respect to redemption of Menachos. So what is the difference, what is the concept of redemption of something that was consecrated to the temple? So there are two types of things that can be consecrated to the temple. There could be what's called Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas Damim. There could be something which is itself sanctified, and this is something which it says in the Torah that if you take an animal and you sanctify it to Hashem, that you're going to bring it. So then the only way which you can redeem that and not bring it is if that animal gets a blemish on it, and that disqualifies it from being brought on the altar. So that is the concept of Kedushas Haguf, that the animal itself is sanctified. But in addition to that, there's another concept, and that is where something is sanctified, not that it's inherently holy or sanctified, consecrated to the temple like an animal, but it is something that is kiddush, was sanctified by being placed in a utensil, and that's the grain offering. And we say that those things have the concept of what's called kedushas damim, that the value of them is sanctified, but the matter itself is not sanctified. That's the difference between what's called kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. So our Mishnah says that hamenachos v'hanesachim, if you have the grain offerings and the libations that accompany a general offering, the flour and oil and wine libations, shenitmeu ad shelo kotshu b'kli, meaning to say they became tamei, they contracted tuma after a person had orally consecrated them, but they had still not been placed in the utensil, and so therefore they did not attain what's called kedushas haguf. They themselves did not become inherently holy. They had just been consecrated to be made holy. Therefore, our Mishnah says yesh lahem pidyon, that they can be redeemed, because therefore at that point they only have what's called kedushas damim. And so therefore a person can redeem them, and indeed must redeem them, because they are tamei and they won't be able to be brought. So therefore you can't continue to consecrate them. But once they were consecrated in the utensil, mishikudshu b'kli, ein lahem pidyon. Once they were consecrated, they can't be redeemed, because then they have what's called kedushas haguf. They're inherently holy and they're inherently sanctified, and therefore they can't be redeemed. So comes along Shmuel in our Gemara, and Shmuel says, "Va'afilu hein tahor niftin." So Shmuel adds on to our Mishnah that when we say that the Nesachim and the Menachos can be redeemed, that's not only like the case of an animal that became a blemish, that's the only way it could be redeemed from Kedusha Saguf. But here, even if they were not Tameh, even if they did not contract Tumah, they can become redeemed. And Shmuel explains the reasoning, my time, Akivin de lo kodshi b'kli, since they were not actually inherently sanctified, because they never entered into the actual utensil, we say they are Kedushas Damim Ninhu. We say that they are they have the sanctity of money, but they don't have the sanctity of being inherently holy. And we have as a basic principle that Kedushas Damim Niftin, that something that is sanctified just via money can indeed be redeemed. So in our Daf Yomi, the Gemara introduces a challenge to this from Rav Huna Bar Manoach. He challenges Shmuel. Shmuel's basic idea is that something that is not Tameh and can still be redeemed if it is Kedushas Damim. So we challenge this idea, says Rav Huna Bar Manoach, from the following Mishnah. It says, Ha'ofos, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'ofos va'etzim va'avono kli sharis shenitmu ein lahem pidyon, that the fowl and wood and frankincense and kli sharis that became tamei cannot be redeemed. Shelo nemar pidyon ela bebehema. Because this concept of pidyon, the concept of being able to redeem something, was only said by an animal and not by any of these things, by the ofos, etzim, levon, and kli sharis. And so our Mishnah is very clear that these things that became tamei cannot be redeemed. So the Gemara says, we understand why ofos, why fowl cannot be redeemed, because the fowl themselves are kedushas haguf. They became consecrated, and so therefore they are inherently holy. However, why can't the etzim and the levona? They require the kli sharis in order to be redeemed. And so therefore, since they don't have kedushas haguf, they should have been able to be redeemed. And so therefore, lifarku, according to Shmuel, it says they can be redeemed if they're just kedushas damim. If they just have a monetary value, they should be able to be redeemed. And so we see from here that Elav mishum de tahorim bahama ein niftin. Doesn't this directly contradict Shmuel because they're saying that something is tahor, it can't be redeemed. Vahani nami afagav din nitmu. In this case also, these things, even though they've become tamei, we say ketahorim damu, and they are like they are considered tahor, even though they are tamei, because eitzim olavona, because the wood and the frankincense lav b'nei ashfuye uchaninu, they're not considered food that they go up on the altar, and so therefore the tumah of kachim doesn't apply. And so therefore, nevertheless, the rabbis made a takana, chibas hakodesh mashvuluhuchla, that the great love that they have is that they have the chibas hakodesh, the love of the sanctity, and so therefore we consider them like they are sanctified. And so therefore, but the eitzim kama delo mishapiluhu gezrin lo miskashri, but as long as the wood was not chopped up into blocks, they are not able to become tame, and so to the lavona, and so therefore, isn't this contradicting Shmuel's idea? Because Shmuel's basic idea was even if Kedusha in the state of Tahara, it could be redeemed. Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. Really, Shmuel would say, Tahorim Ba'amah can be redeemed. But what's the reason why these things can't be redeemed? Because these things were rare and the temple needed them. They weren't common. So the Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? I understand when the frankincense, the Lavona is not common. I understand that. But the wood is common. You see wood all the time. He said, no, in the temple, they needed special wood. They needed kol eitz nimtzeh bo talos, pasul gavim mizbeach. If the wood had a worm in it, it was disqualified. So we see from here that in the temple, they couldn't just use any wood to burn on the altar. It needed to be special wood that was not wormy, even the slightest. Only the holiest wood can be used for the altar in the temple.